Lesson 7. Mary, Queen of Scots. I look far back into other years, and lo, in bright array, I saw, as in a dream, the forms of ages passed away. It was a stately convent with its old and lofty walls, and gardens with their broad green walks, where soft the footstep falls. And o'er the antique dial stone the creeping shadow passed, and all around the noonday sun a drowsy radiance cast. No sound of busy life was heard, save from the cloister dim, the tinkling of the silver bell, or the sister holy hymn. And there five noble maidens sat beneath the orchard trees, in that first budding spring of youth, when all its prospects please. And little recked they, and when they sang or knelt at vesper prayers, that Scotland knew no prouder names, held none more dear than theirs. And little even the loveliest thought before the holy shrine, of royal blood and high descent from the ancient Stuart line. Calmly her happy days flew on, uncounted in their flight, and as they flew, they left behind a long continuing light. The scene was changed, it was court, the gay court of Bourbon, and neath a thousand silver lamps, a thousand courtiers throng, and proudly kindles Henry's eye, well pleased, I ween, to see the land assemble all its wealth and grace and chivalry. But fairer far than all the rest who bask on fortune's tide, effulgent in the light of youth, is she the new-made bride. The homage of a thousand hearts, the fond deep love of one, the hopes that dance around a life whose charms are but begun. They lighten up her chestnut eye, they mantle o'er her cheek, they sparkle on her open brow and high soul joy bespeak. Ah, who shall blame, if scarce that day, through all its brilliant hours, she thought of that quiet convent's calm, its sunshine and its flowers. The scene was changed, it was a bark that slowly held its way, and o'er its lee the coast of France in the light of evening lay, and on its deck a lady sat who gazed with tearful eye upon the vast receding hills that dim and distant rise. No marvel that the lady wept, there was no land on earth she loved like that dear land, although she owed it not her birth. It was her mother's land, the land of childhood and of friends.